This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio, where everyone listens when the goddess speaks. So I am your host, Laura Hosford, and we will be have a very special guest today that I'll be introducing here in just a moment. But I do want to remind you that we welcome your call, welcome your live calls, your questions, and if during the show you want to connect with us in this way, we would love to have you interact with us. So let me go ahead now and introduce my guest today, special guest, and her name is Kalima, hope I'm saying that right, Morris, and she is with the Breath of Heart. And let me just share a little bit about her. She is a certified shamanic breath practitioner with 20 years of experience in a private practice in Vermont, USA. In addition, she is a passionate life coach and intuitive guide. She assists people of all ages to remember, reconnect, realign, renew and open to the deeper wisdom and truth of their sovereign divinity. She has taught nationally, and for over 10 years, she has co-taught empowerment and facilitator trainings with the Power of Breath Institute. Her vision is for each and every living being to live freely within abundance, joy, and peace with a profound, deep connection and knowing of their own divine sovereign divinity. Wow. Thank you so much. That is really beautiful. And today our topic of discussion is we will be talking about somatic breath is a guide to awakening your divine feminine Christ consciousness. So I'm really excited about this juicy, juicy topic today. And I know it's going to be a really powerful healing conversation. So I'll just invite you now to take a few deep breaths and to begin to relax into your body and, yeah, just enjoy this healing conversation today. So let's go ahead now and get started. So welcome, welcome. And can you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in shamanic breath?
Certainly. Hello, Laura and everyone. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much. I got introduced to somatic breath therapy about 22 years ago. I had very young children. I was really struggling in my life and in my marriage and really trying to figure out how to quiet my monkey mind. I tried affirmations. I tried saying, oh, be quiet, stop talking to me. But I got to places in my days where I just felt like I wanted a lobotomy. I just wanted somebody to just cut my head off so that I could just be free. And a very good friend of mine invited me to be her guinea pig to complete her training as a transformational breath facilitator. And transformational breath history comes through the doorway of rebirthing and Leonard Orr, who spent many years in the 1960s in India and came back with the realization as a psychotherapist that there was a lot of breath in all of the spirituality that was in India. So for the first time in many, many years, I did not have my children. I have three sons, and I was able to go to this introduction, which was her final training piece. And what I loved the most was when I was driving home after the introduction session, how relaxed I felt in my body, in my mind, and in my emotions. And I realized that I hadn't felt that way. I really couldn't even remember feeling that way for most of my life. And that really hooked me. I remember thinking to myself, oh gosh, I would just love to feel like this every day.
Wow. That's amazing. What an amazing, amazing destination that you have set up for yourself and path here. So maybe you can share a little bit more about what exactly is somatic breath therapy exactly. And was that something that was being practiced in India, or was it similar or different?
As I said, the history goes back to rebirthing and Leonard Orr. And in the 1960s, he just got super creative. And from his awareness of the different pranayama, there were all kinds of different breathing techniques that were in spirituality in India. He invited people to go into hot tubs and close the pause between their inhale and their exhale so that they were making a circle with their breath. It was pretty much upper chest breathing and rebirthing. And people were having really profound experiences. So he realized, you know, this is a real tool. Now, breath education was taught in the mystery schools in Egypt, in India, for all across the world. There were mystery schools. This was, you know, very known tool for ease and peace and freedom, but also for connecting to who we truly are, beyond, you know, our program, beyond our conditioning, beyond our ancestry. So from there, Judy Kravitz was one of his students, and she started the Transformational Breath Foundation. And I did my initial training with Judy Kravitz. She offered 5 weekends to become a certified facilitator. I had several friends who did that training, and they weren't coming out like super confident in their skills, I noticed. And I just realized, you know, I really want to offer people something that feels solid to me personally. And Judy is an amazing educator, and she has been an amazing teacher in this movement of the breath. But I had to make that personal decision. And that's when I had connected with Jeremy Yost at the Power of Breath Institute and went on to train with him and also teach empowerment and facilitator trainings. So what is somatic breath really? Well, somatic means body, mind. So in this particular tool, we're looking at people's breathing system, the whole breathing system. Now, your breathing system is from your lower belly. And when I refer to your lower belly, I say put the palms of your hands on your hip bones and the tips of your fingers on your pubic bone. That's your lower belly. Mm-hmm. And the whole breath system is from here, your nose, to your lower belly. And most people have no education about the breathing system at all. So I first educate people about what is an open, healthy breath. And an open, healthy breath is beginning your breath in your lower belly. And why is that? Because that is the most effective way to engage your diaphragm. And your diaphragm is your breathing muscle. It's a soft tissue muscle that's at the base of your skeletal structure, mm-hmm. and it wraps around to the base of your spine, to that triangular bone that's at the base of your spine, your sacrum. So to be able to move that muscle effectively without a lot of effort, the best way to do that is to breathe from your lower belly. So I educate people about that, and then I have people lay down and connect their breath. So what does that mean? Well, as you and I sit here, we have a natural pause between our inhale and our exhale. What we're doing in this tool is we are closing the pause between the inhale and the exhale. Mm-hmm. So that the inhale comes in, it's just like an ocean wave connects to the exhale, and the exhale connects to the inhale. Now, why would we want to do this? This actually accesses your electromagnetic field. And your electromagnetic field is where all your programming is. It's your computer. And, lots and lots of scientists are talking about this now. And they're saying, yes, we are electromagnetic energy. Yes, this can be tested and accessed. Mm-hmm. And one of the most powerful ways to access this is through the connected breath. So then I facilitate the body as the person is closing the pause between their inhale and their exhale. I facilitate the breath to open the breath, to open the fields, to help to integrate emotional energy, physical energies, and mental energies that may still be held in the electromagnetic field that are keeping people from moving forward, or keeping people from really seeing that they're much more than who they see themselves to be.
Amazing. Yeah. And I've had three different breathing experiences before. And every single time I've had my own breathing experiences with a facilitator, they've been very, very powerful. I know the second one I had, we were breathing probably for at least a couple hours, and was quite amazed at how many past life experiences I flew through in that 2-hour session.
Yeah.
That were just coming in, and just, you know, it would pop in and I would see the imagery, and, you know, it would just be like, wow, it would, you know, and I would move right through it and with the breath. It was really, really very, very powerful.
Yeah. So the breath is actually a doorway to our interdimensional selves. It's a doorway.
Yes.
So when you lay down and you consciously breathe, what you're basically saying to all your beings is, I am opening myself to understanding and knowing my interdimensional self.
Yeah, so
because we're just not this one dimension.
We're not, are we? And it's sort of like moving into a quantum, expanded quantum field, I guess would be, is that right? Like when you say interdimensional,
absolutely,
you know, into like your quantum field, you're, you know, being able to tap into more of your whole self beyond even the physical reality here on the earth.
Yes,
and accessing
absolutely.
Future and past almost, because it's all there. Wow, that is cool. And so help us understand a little bit more about being, you know, we're electromagnetic beings, and, you know, I know we have this sort of biosphere of energy around us that is electrical and magnetic impulses, and I've kind of seen that as, or we may refer to it as the aura even, or the shape of an aura.
Yeah.
So how does that, can you help us to understand how that relates into the physical body here, then the connection between the physical, we were talking about the mind-body connection. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So it's layers. You know, we've got layers of electricity and magnetism, and those layers aren't just in our cells, because when they look at cells under a microscope, they see electrical and magnetic energy. Certain cells are connected to other cells. Like, why are all the cells that make up your lung cells? Because they have a magnetic and electrical energy that are connecting each other to each other, so that they create your lungs. Right? So, we are, you know, a denser energy. Our physicality is a denser energy. We're really light that's compacted into a physical body. So the electromagnetic field that is around every single one of us, and Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this in his work. He is originally a chiropractor, and he studied, went back to school and studied neurobiology and neurological sciences. And he has gotten equipment from Russia and they can actually measure your electromagnetic fields, whereas years ago in the 1980s, there was only Curlian photography that could measure this mm-hmm. field, and they could see your aura or colors in your aura. He says right. most people's electromagnetic fields are 50 to 60 feet wide. That wow. is huge. Huge.
Wow. I didn't know yes. that. That is amazing. And is that yes. electromagnetic field is also around all living things, right? Including
yes.
plants and animals and yep. trees and everything yep. has this force, really,
yes.
of the divine
yes.
intelligence. I call it the divine intelligence, God, yes. goddess, living in.
Exactly.
As we're going to tap into here, you know, how this is working with the goddess energy and, mm-hmm. You know, how we can kind of connect the dots to all of that, right? And,
yes.
You know, just understanding that the breath is the connection, as you said, the doorway, it is the connection between this physical, you know, very dense, you know, place here on the earth realm, but, you know, through the breath we are connecting into, you know, into the beyond, if you will, beyond the earth plane, beyond this one physical dense reality, into our other levels of consciousness, into the other parts of us that we don't necessarily see, but are living in that bigger quantum field and bigger quantum space. All right. So cool. I love this conversation, and it's so educational
Absolutely.
And informative.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick break here for a minute, and then we'll be right back okay. with everyone in just a minute. So stay with us here as we take a quick break. Thank you.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy in appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on ConsciousConfidence.com.
And welcome back, everyone. And so today we are having a beautiful healing conversation on learning all about the beautiful benefits of the somatic breath practice and how this can help to ignite your own inner goddess and divine feminine Christ consciousness. So Kayla Ma and I are now going to continue this conversation into, and she's going to be sharing with us some of her own beautiful experiences of how this happened for her. So take it away.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be back. Laura talks about awakening your inner goddess. This is different language than I use, but this is the same thing as connecting to your divine Christ consciousness. Mm-hmm. Now, Christ or Yeshua Jesus came onto this planet to teach us that we all have a Christ consciousness. We have a heart consciousness that is filled with love and light and beauty, and that every single one of us is a unique, beautiful expression of the divine. There is no one that is love like you. This is so important to know and to understand. Now, I didn't really understand this. That before I got into this work, those were words, and they were attractive words to me. And as I sat with Native elders, as I sat with and read books and listened to people speak, I was like, oh, I want that. I want to live my life from that heart Christ consciousness. Well, for me, it was the breath that brought me there, as I said earlier, because the breath is a doorway. It opens us to our quantum self, to that self that we really are. That's our divinity. And we're taught that we are small, that we're unworthy, that we're victims, that we're not good enough, that we'll never be good enough. And these are all mistruths. They're illusions. They're a program that has been disseminated in our humanity over and over and over again. I did not know this until I stepped into the breath. Now, one of my first experiences in the breath, connected breath session, was remembering a past life that I experienced. And in this past life, I was quite surprised to see that I was a man, and I was a Native man, and I was on a horse, and I was burning a village down. And it shocked me. I started to cry, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, why would I ever do this? And what was so powerful for me was to realize in that moment when I asked that question from within myself, from my divine self, I got an answer. And the answer was, you believed that this was the only choice. You believed that this was all, the only way that you could keep your people safe. Mm-hmm. And that felt so true to me, and it felt so healing. But at the same time, I embraced forgiveness. I embraced forgiveness in that moment. I remember saying so clearly within myself, oh, please forgive me for these actions that I took from a place where I wholeheartedly believed that this was the best choice that I could make. It was powerful. And that was the first time that I came out of a breath session understanding more deeply that I am so much more than just this lifetime, than just these experiences that I remember of myself. And how did that help me in my life? Well, I connected to forgiveness on a really different understanding and a really different level. I began to explore where I still felt hard feelings towards people and experiences that I'd had in my life. Mostly it was with my family, with my parents, with my siblings, of course, with my partner and my husband. And it was opened a doorway for me into an understanding that I never really had before. So that was one experience. I've also had breath sessions where I have gone in very intentionally. For instance, I went in very intentionally one time with, I want to heal my relationship with my parents. And in that breath session, I had a memory show up. And the first thing I saw in my mind's eye was this little girl, and I didn't know who the little girl was, but then I saw my dad, and I remembered, oh, that's me. I remember this. And so the rest of the pieces of the memory came to me, and I was 5 years old. I had gotten dressed up in my mom's fancy party dress in her high heels, and I had walked down to the end of my dead-end road to wait for my dad, who came home from the train from work. And every time my mom put this dress on, my dad would say, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Well, I was 5 years old. I knew I was beautiful. You ever meet a five-year-old that's not beautiful? I haven't, right? And exactly. Here I am, you know, to my dad to like affirm a truth that I already knew. Mm-hmm. And my dad comes along and he's reading his newspaper and he goes right by me. And I say, Dad, pay attention to me, you know, and he keeps walking. So what I've learned as I've sat with people is that we are all mean, meaning-making machines. We make meaning about everything. And who do we make meaning in reference to? Ourselves, right? So, and children make very simple meanings. So in my little self, I remembered, oh, my mom's beautiful when she puts on this outfit. I must be plain. Well, I really, really took that within myself as a belief. I kept repeating that over and over again to myself. Mm-hmm. So that a repeated thought becomes a belief.
Yes.
And I believe this so strongly that I could never, ever see myself as a beautiful person, ever. People would give me compliments. I couldn't take them in. Oh. And in this remembrance, in this breath session, the truth arose. And I realized, oh my gosh, look at that beautiful little girl, because that was the initial memory that showed up in my mind's eye, was this beautiful little girl. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, maybe it's possible that I could be beautiful. And not just in my physicality, but in my being, in my heart, in the love that I am. And I remember coming out of that session, going home, telling my husband this whole experience. And he was just like, oh yeah. You know, I give you compliments all the time and you can never take them.
Wow.
You change the subject, you leave the room. So those are two examples of connecting with this wider knowledge, this bigger wisdom, this larger truth of ourselves than what we know. On the break, you were saying, you know, it's almost like people are wrapped up in a mummy cloth, you know. And I thought, oh, that's such a great visual.
Yeah, you know, it really
all
is.
All we can see is a very small perspective.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. I think that's been my experience every time I have had one of these powerful, powerful sessions, is that, you know, it was quite astonishing to me about how quickly you can move with the breath into this bigger space that we're talking about, beyond the mental realm, you know, that a lot of us in our modern world have been conditioned to stay just right here in the energetic field of our mental thoughts, never really getting down more deeply, even coming into the experience of the heart, unless we've been in spiritual training or even in even lower into our wombs, into our body, it much deeper core of us. And so what I think is so powerful that I powerfully experience that you almost can't describe it in words. It's truly an experience of moving deeply, even into this bigger space, an energetic space, with clarity. I mean, there was so much clarity that poured through in these sessions of being able to tap much, you know, very easily into, oh, well, I'm not just my thought. I'm not just my beliefs. And really having that experience of feeling full, you know, like you said, meaning, oh, my life does have a lot more meaning than, you know, instead of that little narrow perspective that I've been living in most of the time. Because to me, it felt like just an expansion of my whole energetic field. And it became, oh, you know, I could see so clearly the past lives and, you know, the different truths and actually feel those truths deep within me. Totally different experience.
Right. So this wakes up our realization that we are divine beings, that we are birthed from the womb of the divine mother, and that we have access to all of the wisdom of the entire universes. That's huge. It is absolutely huge. And yes, that is a real key. Every single person I am blessed to sit with, they express the same simple things over and over again. I'm always in my mind, Kalima. I don't even know what's going on in my body most of the time. And why is that? It's because we're all conditioned to get the mind sharp. But what I have learned and why I call my work Breath of the Heart is that mind is a terrible master. But it is a wonderful servant. It's actually a tool to support the heart intelligence. Now, scientists have discerned there are more neurological pathways from your heart to your brain than there are from your heart to your brain. That means that from the brain to the heart, that means that the heart is the master. It is sending messages and information to your brain all the time. They thought it was the other way around, right?
Exactly.
So how did the somatic breath help me to quiet the monkey mind and open the heart center? Well, in the actual practice of the connected breath, as you're opening the breath in the body, you are being invited to focus your attention with the tool of your mind on each inhale that's coming into your body, on each exhale that you are letting go of. Now, the inhale represents all your good, all your beauty, all your creativity, all your magic, all your love. That's the inhale. And what I have learned over 20 years of doing this work, we are being breathed. The divine is breathing us. And that's powerful to surrender into. Because once I started to surrender into that, that's when my intuition expanded. That's when my extrasensory abilities expanded. That's when I was getting so much information inward. That I couldn't even explain. How could I know this? How could I know this? And that's the access to the divine. That's the access to the divine. I really feel very, very strongly that at this time on our planet, we are all being invited to awaken the divine feminine Christ consciousness. We have been in a very male-oriented, logical, sequential, third-dimensional, like you said, mummified reality. And we are being asked to open into the goddess, into the feminine Christ consciousness. Now, what is that? That's the broader picture. That's being able to see the whole picture, not just the part. Right?
Yes.
It's the heart energy. It's the intuition. It's the extrasensory abilities. It's our real true understanding that we have never, ever, ever been separated from the divine.
Exactly.
Ever.
Absolutely. And we can't really be separated from the divine because we're connected through our breath.
Exactly.
Right? You're connected through our breath. And I think when we can, I totally agree with you that with the return of the divine feminine, and the divine feminine Christ is the goddess. I mean, you can interchange those words. And so, like you were talking about the story of the person who felt like they were in their head all the time. Well, that's the experience of living in just the male dominated type of imbalanced reality that we've been living thousands of years.
Yes.
And now we're being invited to begin to reconnect with our body, because our bodies are beautiful body devas, which are the temple that house our soul, house our breath, bring in this beautiful divine intelligence of our own individual, unique spark of energy. We're being invited now to rejoin the upper heaven with the lower earth, heaven above, earth below, which is really joining together in this beautiful marriage of the feminine and the masculine, which means we need to come back into our bodies again. We begin to realize that we have beautiful bodies and live, from our body, live the full experience.
Absolutely. Embodiment is the key in this lifetime. In absolutely embodying your full self, all of you, and embracing and accepting all parts of ourselves, absolutely important. Now, the masculine energy is a wonderful energy when it's supporting the feminine,
yes.
When it's supporting the creation energy, the expansion energy, the passionate, intuitive, the big picture that includes everyone, that is unified. That's the energy that moves us forward. Now, if you look at, Jesus was an amazing, amazing teacher, but a lot of his teachings were convoluted and changed around. Mary Magdalene was the feminine energy. Mother Mary was the feminine energy. Mm-hmm. There was a whole group of women that were the mystery school teachers. They were the leaders of the heart essence. They were the ones that taught the men. And this is the knowledge that is so important for us all to understand. I grew up as a Catholic. When I was a young child, I remember going with my mother to do the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday. Mm-hmm. So there were these, pictures, and they were all these pictures of the actual journey of the crucifixion. And you would say prayers at each one. Well, we got to this one where these two women, Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, were at the base of the cross. And I said to my mother, there's Jesus' wife. And my mother looked down at me and she said, that's wrong. That's bad. That's not what that is. I felt connected to Mary Magdalene and the truth of that when I was 5 years old, six years old.
That's amazing. Wow. So if we could we're going to take another quick commercial break, and let's come back and talk about that beautiful experience and sharing, because I do share that same belief with you. And we'll be right back after the commercial break. Stay with us. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessages2u.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U, .com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to Get Your Goddess Groove On. And so we're getting into this beautiful part of the discussion here that we're going to continue in about the relationship with how somatic breath can change our neurology and really help to turn on our spiritual DNA. It can also help us to shift our nervous system so that we can then begin to connect in with the goddess or the feminine Christ consciousness. So we're going to continue our conversation here.
Yes. So the key piece about the way your physical body is designed is it's right in the middle of your diaphragm. And the diaphragm, remember, is shaped like a parachute. It's a soft tissue muscle. It's made of the same tissue as heart tissue. And it's meant to go on forever. It does not need rest. So if you're really engaging your diaphragm and you're breathing from your lower belly and you're not efforting with your abdominal muscles or your upper skeletal muscles, which many of us do when we're breathing, you are going to activate the vagal nerve. Now, the vagal nerve is in the middle of your diaphragm and it connects to all your organs, to your brain, but most importantly, to your nervous system, is at the base of your brain stem in the back of your head. And why is that important? Well, you activate your vagal nerve and you will change not only your neurobiology, but you will change your nervous system. Now, why would we want to change our nervous system? Well, mostly, most of us, because we live in fear and we live in anxiety, and we live in anger, and we live in these very hard emotional energies. We are in our sympathetic nervous system all the time. Now, what is that? That's fight or flight. So that means that we're either getting ready to fight a battle, or we're getting ready to run. Now, I know for myself, I lived there all the time for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And we are only meant to be there for 45 seconds. And we, as humans who have a very developed mind and we have the most developed frontal cortex of all mammals, we change and stop the reset of our nervous system. And how do we do that? We rationalize, we shame, we blame, we make meanings, like I talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. We come up with beliefs about ourselves. We make ourselves small, and we disconnect from that reset, that natural reset of the nervous system. So the actual connected conscious breath allows the nervous system to reset. And that's why I felt so relaxed after my first breath session. And that, I believe, is vitally important in our society, in our humanity, because we have lost our connection, but we have also lost our balance in our neurology, in our physicality, in our emotional body.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you. And, you know, I feel like today with everything going on with the changes in the world and, you know, what happened in March and the virus. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people are in the experience of fear and anxiety and stress, you know, right now, because we're not in our bodies enough. We're not connected to our body enough. And our breath is more than likely we're breathing very shallow. We're breathing in the upper part of our body and we're not able to really bring that breath in, and we're not able to really connect into even getting grounded into our body, because, you know, once we get grounded into our bodies, which we can do powerfully with our breath as a powerful tool to do that, then we can begin to really calm our nervous system down. We can calm down the adrenal, you know, the adrenals and all the hormones that are pumping through the system. So it's all really all very, very connected. And like you were saying, the vagus nerve, I had actually studied that a couple months back and brought to a class, and I didn't realize, I had forgotten how it really does also impact our immune system. Yep. It's a very powerful tool. So, and this is all very connected. And, you know, to me, this is just another beautiful gift in that of your sharing with your knowledge and your expertise and bringing, you know, to people to share and to learn how to breathe again, probably in a much deeper way, that they can actually strengthen the vagus nerve, and then they can actually boost their immune system. And,
absolutely.
You know, all of that comes together too is one of the health benefits as well. So I love this discussion because we've talked about the spiritual, we've talked about the physical, and I was wondering if we had time for you to give us a brief demonstration of the actual tool that you are sharing with us today.
Absolutely, yes. So I'd like to invite everyone to just gently close your eyes and take the palms of your hands and put them on your bones. And if you're sitting or lying down, doesn't matter. And the tips of your fingers and the top of your pubic bone. I want you to relax your jaw as much as you possibly can. We're going to be breathing through our mouth. If this feels uncomfortable to you, then just go between your mouth and your nose. And just take a full deep breath. Just inhale. And let your exhale out. And again, inhale. And let your exhale out. I want you to focus on this lower belly area of your body with your mind. Ask your mind to just focus its attention right there on your lower body. And we're going to inhale again, and I'm going to have you let your exhale out all the way, as far out as it can go. So inhaling, and let your exhale out. All the way out, as far out as you can let it go. And then just wait for your inhale to come in all by itself. Don't force it or pressure it. It'll come right in. As I said earlier, you are being breathed. Each breath is the divine loving you. And again, inhaling, focusing your attention with your mind on this lower part of your body. And let your breath out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. And wait for your inhale to come in. And if you're not feeling anything or experiencing anything right now, don't worry about it. Just allowing the inhale to come in. Maybe you're feeling a little more relaxed in your body now. Now we're just going to be focusing on allowing that inhale and dropping your exhale. Allowing your inhale and dropping your exhale. Allowing your inhale and dropping your exhale. Now the mind may come in with thoughts, and just bring the mind as like a two-year-old. Just ask it to come back and focus on your lower belly. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. We're not letting the exhale out all the way. We're just dropping it. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. Okay, three more breaths. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. Allowing your inhale and relaxing your exhale. Good. Now this time, inhale all the way up to the top of your head and hold your breath at the top. All the way up and hold it at the top. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Drop your exhale. Just let it go. And again, inhale all the way up. Hold it at the top. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Drop your exhale.
Good. Beautiful, beautiful. So yeah. That is amazing. I'm feeling such a beautiful shift already.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just that is amazing in just such a short time. I can't imagine what some people, you know, bringing this in as a focus and a discipline in their life, you know, every day, how much more, you know, calmer we could be, you know, how much more we could feel our essence of our true self, including the connection to our own inner divine Christ and Goddess self, because we're literally feeling and reopening and reconnecting to our bodies again.
Yes.
Slowing down our nervous system, boosting our immune system. So many wonderful benefits from this practice. This is so, so amazing.
Yeah. Healing your emotional body. Many people hold a big backpack of emotions that, you know, they just carry around with them, and then their partner says something to them and they explode. That's you know, past emotional energy that hasn't been integrated. If you access your quantum electromagnetic fields, you can integrate emotional energy.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing tool, and there's so much more to learn.
This is so wonderful for our time right now, because I believe that where our work is now, you know, we've done lots of inner work, of course, but where my own guidance has taken me, it's now time to complete, you know, and to really dive into the emotional body, heal the emotional body, because that's part of the physical experience. The emotional body and the physical body are tied together. And so this is where our gifts. This is where our golden nuggets lie, really, in that experience of bringing in a more beautiful life experience of abundance and prosperity and flow. Well, it's been wonderful to have you on the show today. What's the best way that people can get in touch with you to learn more about your beautiful work?
Oh, thank you so much, Laura. I'm so grateful to have been here and to have had this discussion. Yeah. My website is Breath of the Heart, and my email is lovingspirit1@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get in touch with me. During this experience, I am offering Zoom sessions. I'm going to be getting an intro somatic breath Zoom offering and probably the beginning of September. But I do work with people individually wherever they are in the world. It's just been a profound, deep experience for every human being that has really picked this tool up and has decided that they really want to be free and they really want to know the truth.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. And I think we're all right there with you. Is I know it's part of my mission is to be as free as possible and yes. to be as loving as possible. And I know we all want that. We all want more joy, more happiness, more love, more abundance, more meaning. I love that. More meaning and rich, filled lives. And this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful practice to help you to get there. Such a powerful tool. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yes.
And sharing your beautiful heart and your gifts. And thank you so much. And thank you to our audience for being with us today. And if you enjoyed this show, please like and share with others and invite them. I would so appreciate you sharing these beautiful gifts with others. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary, awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.